Commissioner Dafayin Amalov discusses various aspects of the principle of Kimlei Bederabimei regarding the Chiyuv of Dalet Behei. The Mishnah tells us that if a person is gone of the Tavach the Yom HaKippurim, one is Chayiv Dalet Behei, that even though one is Chayiv Kares for violating Malach on Yom Kippur, nonetheless, that is not comparable to a Chiyuv Misa. In those cases, we don't assume Kimlei Bederabimei. And the Mishnah tells us elsewhere a similar distinction. The Mishnah in Ksuvas and Daf and Aleph, and the subsequent Mishnah and Daf Lamed Vav. There the Mishnah discusses the Knas of Ones and Mefateh. What happens if that involves an Isser of Arayas? Let's assume the case of Ones and Mefateh was one which involved Achosa. In such a case, Achosa is a Chiyuv Kares. There as well you have a Chiyuv Kares that is coupled with a Chiyuv Knas. And the Mishnah tells us in that case, one will be Chayiv Knas. You don't assume Kimnei Derabinei B'makom Kares. If, however, it was an Onesh of Misa, for example, a case of Tavach B'Shabbis, or the Mishnah in Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Vav, if it was a case not of a Choso, but rather a case of Bito, then one would be Potter Min HaKnas because of Kimnei Derabinei. So therefore, we can apply this principle in a case of a Chiyuv Misa, but not in a case of a Chiyuv Kares. This is the view of the Tana of our Mishnah, and similarly the Mishnah in Ksuvas and Avchavtes, and this is against the Shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. Because the Brice explains in Ksuvas and Avlamad Amar Aleph that Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana oses Yom HaKippurim Kishabbis litashlumim, that there's no difference between Yom Kippur as opposed to Shabbos. That just as when it comes to Shabbos, since a person is Nischayim benafsho, he's potem in Hatashlumim, the same thing applies when it comes to Yom HaKippurim as well. In other words, that we apply the principle of Kimnei Derabinei not only when it comes to Chayvei Misos, but even when it comes to Chayvei Krisos as well. How do you know that this is true? The Shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. So the Gemara in Ksuvas and the Lamed Amar Aleph quotes a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. The Chiddush of Abaye is the following, that the source of Kimnei Derabinei comes from the Shmos Perachav Aleph, the Parsha of Dimei V'Lados. And there, the pasuk tells us, "Lo yeh ason, then anosh yeh anesh." When is it that the zechiv tashlumin of dmei vlados? That's only if lo yeh ason. What exactly does that mean? Well, if a person goes out and kills the woman, he's a rotzeach, he's chayav misa, he's poter mi dmei vlados. If, however, there was no such ason in such an instance, then he is chayav mamon. Abaye says that according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, that term v'lo yeh ason is not limited to chayvei misos. Ason can even apply to a chiyuv which is bidei shamayim. And Abaye quotes the pasuk in Bereishis Mem Aleph that Yaakov Inu says to his sons that I do not want to send Binyamin because I'm concerned v'karahu ason. Karason does not mean a chiyuv misas bezdin, but rather it means that some tragedy will occur. And therefore that can even entail that which is bidei shamayim. So Abaye says that just like the term ason and bracious membeis even incorporates that which is not al yidei bezdin, but rather bidei shamayim, the same thing is true when it comes to the parsha of Kimlei Derabinei as well. And Rava disagrees. Rava says the shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana is based on a very different rasha. In Vayikra Perachav, when it comes to the Isser of Mavir Mizara Chalamalech, the Pasuk says the following, V'im helim yalimu am ha'aretz, that means that if a person does this, Nischayiv Skila, but for some reason, the Bezdin Shamata is not enforcing this Onesh, so then the Pasuk says, V'hichrati osa, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I will see to it that this person will be punished. A person violated that which is Nisra of Skila, Bezin should uviyarte rami kravecha. If they do not do so, the pasuk says vehichrati yoso. So therefore, Rava derives from the pasuk that kares shali is kamisa shalachem. The halachas are the same. You have to do what you do. If you don't, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be the one who will be ma'anish, that individual. But the pasuk seems to equate the onesh of misa with that of kares. And therefore, these are the two makoros for the Shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana against the Tan of our Mishnah, against the Tan of the Mishnah in Ksuvas and Daf Chavtes. What exactly is this machlokas between Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana and the Chachamim? Whether one is willing to apply Kimnei Derabinei to an onesh of Misa, which is Bidei Shamayim, to a Chiyuv Kares, for example, not only to Misa's Bezdin. On one hand, perhaps one could argue that it's a very technical machlokes, that pasuk of asom, is that limited to Mises Bezdin, or does it include even that which is Bidei Shamayim? Or according to Rava, a separate pasuk that tells us that one can apply Kimlei Derabbanei even to Chayvei Krisus. But perhaps one could argue that the machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana is a much more fundamental one. The Gemara is going to tell us, as we've discussed in the past, right, Papakamad of Ayin of the days will soon be there, the case of Esnam Asra Torah Afilu Ba Al Imam, the Sugi here, and the Sugi in Bav Metzian Dab Sari Aleph Amad Aleph. And in that context, right, as you know, we've cited the Rashi many times, where Rashi points out the following. How is that possible? That Esnam Asra Torah Afilu Ba Al Imam, after all, since Imo is an example of Arayos, and as such, there is no chiyuv tashlumin. Bezin will not obligate the person. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara, to pay the demei esnan. So therefore, why is that called demei znus? If there is no chiyuv tashlumin, that should be called simply demei matana. And therefore, why does it have the status of esnan zona? How do you understand that chiddush of Rav and our Gemara? Esnan asra torah afilu ba al imam. So there's several possibilities. But Rover Shom Mesum, as Rashi explains, right, in our sugi, in the sugi of Metziah, that Tzani Aleph Amid Aleph, that it's true that Bezin will not enforce the Chiyuv Tashlumin. However, even though you apply a principle of Kimnei Derabinei, there still is a Chiyuv Tashlumin, Latzeis Yedei Shamayim. And therefore, in Achinami, it's true, Bezin will not enforce, but in principle, the Chiyuv still exists. L'may nafka mean that the chiyuv still exists, so a couple of chiddushim. Chiddush number one means that one is obligated to pay, let's say sidei shamayim. Chiddush number two is that when one does pay, that is not incidental, that's not viewed as simply a matana ba'alma, but that is labeled as demei znus. And in such a case, therefore, that is considered to be ma'os that are demei esnan, demei znus, it cannot be used for the purpose of karbon. And then Rashi writes even Chiddush number three, and that is Tfisa works. That since there's a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim, if the person refuses to pay, so the Toveya can be Tofes. That's the Chiddush of Rashi, that at least sometimes we assume that if there is a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim, Tfisa in fact would work. We'll have to see, right, in the later Shiurim, the Ktzos and Simen Choches, Sif Katan Aleph, we discussed that in the past as well. When do we assume this principle is true? That when there's a chiyuv, latzei sidei shamayim, that tfisa does in fact work. But Rashi is explicit. In cases of kimnei derabinei, halacha lemaisa, tfisa will work in these instances. What exactly does that mean? That when you apply the principle of kimnei derabinei, nonetheless there's still a chiyuv tashlumin, latzei sidei shamayim, tfisa in fact would work. So one possibility is just simply the following. That this halacha of Kimnei Derabinei, and perhaps even the halacha of Kedei Rishasa that we'll have to discuss, is Koi al Bezdin. What does that mean? That Bezdin cannot enforce to Onshin. In fact, the Gemara uses the terminology in Makos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that we're referring to Risha HaMesura LeBezdin. Kimnei Derabinei is Risha HaMesura LeBezdin. For example, in these cases, we're talking about the chiyuv mamon that Bezin would enforce, a chiyuv misa that Bezin would enforce, and therefore kimnei derabinei means halacha in Bezin, that Bezin will not go and enforce both chiyuvim. Well, if that's true, then you understand very well, as our Gemara assumes, according to Rashi, that when you leave the realm of enforcement of Bezin, a chiyuv vasei sidei shamayim, there's no halacha of kimnei derabinei. And in such a case, then one certainly can envision that Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imam. Very good. The reason this is a chiddush, however, is the following. If you assume that this is true, that the sheet of the Chachamim is that Kimnei Derabinei is a halacha in terms of the Bitsua Ha'onesh of Bezdin, but in principle the Chiyuv exists, so what do you do with Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, who maintains that the concept of Kimnei Derabinei applies even to a Chiyuv Kares? The Chayvei Krisos or Chayvei Misos. You have to assume then, according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, that there's a world of difference between his understanding of Kimnei Derabinei as opposed to the Chachamim's understanding. It's not just simply a detailed machlokis, whether it applies to this onesh or to that onesh. It's an essential machlokis. If it's alochin bitzua onesh of risha hamesura lebezdin, so mehecha taisi, this can apply to a case where there's a chiyuv kares. According to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana, there must be a much more basic halacha. Forget about Bezdin. It must be the following, that the Torah will not create a dual onesh for a single ma'is avera. If it's pu'ula achas, if it's avera achas, so lo chayim v'hatorah shnei onshin. Nothing to do with Bezdin. And therefore, Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana can argue that this can extend even to that which is bidei shemayim. So it's a critical machlokes that our mission discusses, not just a simple detail as to whether it applies only to misar, even to kares as well. In fact, if you look in the tzlach, the no de Yehuda, this is found in Pesachim, Chav Tes Amar Aleph, right? It's betosis to Ramasim Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana. So the tzlach writes a pretty great chiddush. That which we just said, our sugya, the ayin amud beis, that esnan asr torah afilu ba'alima. Why is that true? Because as Rashi explains, because even though you apply the principle of kimei derabinei, there still is a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim, and therefore it's nitfas and dmei esnan, and tfisa would work. But Slav writes the following chiddush, that cannot be true, according to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana. How can you say that there's a chiyuv latzeis nei shamayim when you apply the principle of kimnei derabinei? If you argue that kimnei derabinei is alachin bitzua onesh bezdin, then you could argue, yeah, but as far as latzeis nei shamayim, the chiyuv still exists. But if you're willing to extend it to a chiyuv kares, you have to argue it's a more essential, a more basic halacha, that the chiyuv doesn't exist. And if the chiyuv doesn't exist, then in such a case, you cannot argue that there's a chiyuv latzeis nei shamayim in that particular case. That's a very great chiddush that the Noda Biyuda writes. The Gemara does not make such a tliyah, but he writes that chiddush of Esnas Torah to argue that there's a chiyuv latzeis nei shamayim assumes kimnei derabinei is only addressing bezdin, and that certainly is not true when it comes to the shita of Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana. Very interesting chiddush. L'chora, one could still agree with this chiddush, but not go as far as the Tzlachim Sachim and Av Chotes. In fact, if you look in the Achiezer, Chelak Aleph, Simen Chav, Os Ches, Rabbi Chaim Ozer writes the following chiddush. One could argue that even according to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana, the halacha of Asom or Risha Achas is Koi Abezdin. However, the machlokis is the following. According to the view of the Chachamim, the halacha tells us that Risha HaMasura LeBezdin means that Bezdin cannot impose, cannot enforce to onshin. So therefore, it only applies when you're dealing with a Misa and Mamon. It doesn't apply when you're dealing with a Chiyuv Karis. What about according to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana? Does he so fundamentally disagree? So Rabbi Chaim Ozer writes, not necessarily. One could argue that the sheet of Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana is the following. That very simply, that Bezdin cannot impose or enforce Onesh B if that individual is already subject to an Onesh, any Onesh. That's the halacha of Rishachas. If a person is already chayiv onesh A, Bezdin cannot enforce onesh B. That onesh A, according to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana, can either be a chiyuv misas Bezdin, or it can even be a chiyuv kares. But onesh B certainly is a risha masur lebezdin. Maybe that's the chiddush, according to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana. Bezdin cannot impose an onesh on one who is already subject to some form of punishment. And the machlokes between the Chamer Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana is regarding onesh A, but the B aspect, namely, can you impose, slap an additional onesh? Maybe everyone agrees that that certainly is considered to be a risha mitzur lebezdin. If one expresses the Shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Hakana in that fashion, so therefore there's no hechrech to assume that he would disagree with what the Gemara says here in the Fayinim Aveis of Esnan Asra Torah Filu Ba'alima. No hechrech whatsoever. Everyone agrees that's halacha Masur Lebezdin. The machlokis simply is whether that modifies both onshin or whether that is only regarding the current onshin that Bezdin is attempting to enforce. But maybe in Achinami, they would agree that even Onesh V has a chiyuv, which is, let's say, Sidei Shamayim. So two very different ways of understanding, right, the machlokis between the Chachamim and our Mishnah as opposed to the Shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. When you're dealing with an Onesh of Misa and Mammon, for example, so that, in fact, is the strict case of a Kimnei Derabimine. When one is dealing with a case of Kares, so then according to the Chachamim, there's no Ptur. According to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, no, there still is a Ptur. The Gemara, however, raises the following Kasha. This is the Kasha of the Gemara in Ksuvas and the Aleph Mabez. But we still have a problem. Let's say that case I mentioned. Onus and Mufata regarding the case of Achosa. So in such a case, there's no Onesh Bezdin, there's an Chiyuv Kares, and therefore, according to Chacham, there still can be a Chiyuv Kanas. So the Gemara asks, and Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez, a very essential Kasha, and that is, but wait, the Mishnah tells us, Makos Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, that Elo Hein Halokin. These individuals are Chayiv Malkos. Who is Chayiv Malkos? Haba'al Achosel, Achos Aviv, Achos Imo. That even in cases where there's no Onesh of Bezdin, there's just a Chiyuv Kares, okay. But certainly that generates a Chiyuv Malkus as well. And don't we assume that Eino Loke Umeshale? So how can you say that there is a Chiyuv Kares, and Kares doesn't generate Kimle Derabine, but Kares Malkus, and Eino Loke Umeshale? This is the same kasha that our Gemara raises in Ayin Aleph Mad Aleph. The Gemara says the following: in our case of the mission of Tavach V'Yom HaKippurim, good, there's no Chiyuv Misa, because Malach on Yom Kippur is only a Chiyuv Kares, but the Gemara says that Amai Nihi D'Taleka Malkus Mi'Aika. But isn't there a Chiyuv Malkus? So the Gemara suggests that maybe our mission reflects the view of Rabbi Meir that Loke Mishalei. So there are two halachos. One is the case of Misa in Mammon, and one is the case of Malkus in Mammon. In both cases, we should assume a form of a Kimlei B'Derabimine. The critical question, however, is the following. Are these two halachos the same? In a case of Tavach B'Shabbos, Kimlei D'Rabimine. In a case of Tavach B'Yom HaKippurim, there's Kares. So you can't apply that element of Kimle Rabine, but still there's a Chiyuv Malkus and Eino Loke Umeshalim. What is the relationship between these two principles of Misa and Mammon, Kimle Rabine, as opposed to Malkus and Mammon? Is this one halacha? Are these two completely independent halachos? When you look in the Gemara, you see that the Gemara has two very different makoros for Misa and Mammon, as opposed to Malkus and Mammon. That sugya in Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis of Eino Loke Umeshale, when our Gemara suggests and Daf Ayin Aleph Mad Aleph, there the Gemara quotes a very different pasuk entirely. That's based on Dvarim Chavei and Parshas Kiseitse, where the pasuk says Vahoye Im Bin Hakos Harasha, He Pilo Ashofit He Kol Lefanav. And that's the known drush of the Gemara. What is Kedei Rishaso? Risha Chasata Mechaivo, Viyata Mechemishtem Rishayos. That's the pasuk of Kedei Rishaso. So Eino Loke Mishalem is found in Parshas Kiseitse. Risha Chas, Kedei Rishaso. What about when it comes to Eino Meis Umeshalem? That, as he pointed out, that's not based on the pasuk of Kedei Rishaso. That, the Gemara says, is based on that parsha of Dmei Balados. In Shmos Chaf Aleph, V'lo yeh osam, if there is no chiyuv misa, b'toras ratzeach, ano shiyanesh, then there's a chiyuv mamon, b'toras d'mei v'lodos. So you see right away that there are two parshiyos. Parshas Mishpatim, the parsha d'mei v'lodos is eno meisu m'shalei. Parshas Kiseitze is eno lokeo m'shalei, k'deri shasam. The fact that there are two different psukim and two different parshios perhaps indicate that these are two very different independent halachos. And one cannot necessarily equate the case of Eino Meisu M'Shalem with that of Eino Lokeo M'Shalem. Where do you see that this is true? So this is a piece that you find in the Chidushei HaGraf HaLashas. Right? It's found under various editions, as you know. Right? In the recent edition, it's on Daf Yud. That the title is called the Din Me'ila B'Mezid, right? It's Simen Chaf Aleph. Here Reb Chaim is bothered by the following. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Me'ila, Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes the following, that Kol Hamol B'Zodim, anyone who violates an Isra Me'ila B'Mezid, the Rambam writes that Lo Ke'u Mishalim, there's a Chi of Malkus for the Isra of Me'ila, and there's a chi of tashlumin, masha poga min hakodesh barosha. You have to compensate. Hektish as well. There's dmei me'ila. Me'ila b'mezid, what exactly is the onesh? That's a machlokas, Rebbe and the Chachamim. That's a sugya psachim and daf lamed gimel mer aleph. Hizid b'me'ila. Rebbe is of the opinion that that's a chi of misa b'nei shamayim. That's Rebbe's shita. Me'ila, misa b'nei shamayim. The Chachamim assume, no, that's not true. There's no chiyuv misa bidei shamayim for me'ila. It's an asara. It's nisrlav. It's a chiyuv malchus. The Rambam assumes, again, as the shita sa Chachamim, that me'ila does not generate a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. It's a chiyuv malchus. The Rambam writes, kol hamal bizadon that loke u'mishalei. The difficulty Reb Chaim points out is the following. But wait, what about the principle of Eino Lokeo Mishalem? How can one argue that there's a chiyuv tashlumin b'mezid if a person is mo b'hektish? The Rambam writes, Lokeo Mishalem. What do you mean? Eino Lokeo Mishalem. That's k'dei rishaso. So Reb Chaim points out the following chiddush, that apparently you see that there must be an essential difference between tashlumei me'ila as opposed to shar tashlumei mamon b'cholot harakula. Reb Chaim argues that Tashlumei Me'ila is not rooted in a Chiyuv Mamon, but rather Eladin U'mitzvas HaTorah L'Shalem L'Hekdesh. That's what Reb Chaim means. That it is not Tashlumei Mamon, simple compensation as though one person damages another, but rather there's a mitzvah in order to go ahead and to pay. We've discussed in earlier shiurim that sometimes, right, the line can be blurred when the Torah says you must pay or you cannot pay, right? Is that in terms of Hilchos Yeredeya? Is that in terms of Hilchos Choshen Mishpat? What does it mean? There's no shibud? Or does it mean, no, there's an iser? Right, we discussed, for example, the case in Kedushin Davav, Ribis Ksutza Daraisa. What exactly does that mean? The money is not owed? Or does it mean that no, that the Torah says that there's an iser, gviyah, one is not allowed to pay, one is not allowed to collect. If a person, for example, were to be go for ribis tzutz daraisa, is that an iser gezel? In Hilchos Choshen Mishpat? Right, or that's not gezel, right? That's an iser in the realm of iser vet and yeredeya, that one violated a case of malva beribis. We pointed out that earlier sure in the case of Shemitah's Ksofim. What does it mean to say that the Sof Shemitah is Mishametes? Does it mean that in terms of Choshen Mishpat, there's no Chiyuv whatsoever? That's what the Mordechai writes. In the Reim, we've discussed in earlier cases, in the Kupei Ches, writes, no, that's not true. That in Choshen Mishpat, there is a Chiyuv, but there's an Isser Gmiyah, there's an Isser for the Malva to go ahead and to collect that Chov. The fact that the Torah says, if I'm more behektish, payment must be made to hektish, is that tashlumei mamon? Or is that a mitzvah spira'o? Reb Chaim writes that it's a mitzvah spira'o. Where do you see that this is true? Reb Chaim cites the following. What happens if a person is gonev nichse hektish. So in such a case, Reb Chaim quotes the Torah's Konyan, Veikra Perkei, the Kichesh Ba'amito, the Pasuk says, Prat L'Gavoa. There's no Chiyuv Geneva when it comes to the case of Hektish. We discussed that in the very beginning, right, of this model. Is it a Ptur Kefel, a Ptur Keren? If there's a Chiyuv Keren in Geneva Hektish, what is its Mechayim? That was the piece that Mimosha we discussed, that perhaps the Tashlum is Batoras Mi'ila, not Batoras, simply Geneva itself. A very different Mechayim. The Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Hei Amar Aleph quotes a Braisa that tells us the following. When it comes to Tashlume Mi'ila, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Ve'esa Shechata Min HaKodesh Yishalem. Chata Min HaKodesh, when it was Mo Behefdish Yishai V'Tashlumin, the Gemara says, you see in this Pasuk, L'Rabos Pachos Mishava Pruta Dehishava. Even if it's Pachos Mishava Pruta. Now, normally, when it comes to hedyot, there's no chiyuv tashlumin and pachos mishava pruta. Reb Chaim explains that's betoras tashlumei mamo. But here, when you're dealing with the chiyuv me'ila, that is not straight tashlumei mamo. That is mitzvah spiraon, mitzvah satara l'shalim lehekdish. And in such a case, then one could envision that applies, right, even to Pachos Mishava Pruta as well. In fact, if you look at that Ktzos I just mentioned, in Simen Chav Ches, in Sivkot Nalev, that's the Ktzos that discusses again when there's a Chiyuv Latzei Shi Shemaim, when there's no Chiyuv Latzei Shi Shemaim, and details of Kinei Rabineh. The Ktzos writes the following, that when it comes to Me'ila, Kol Chiyuvu Kirei Latzei Shi Shemaim. The Chiyuv Tashlumei Me'ila is all in the realm of Latzei Shi Shemaim. Shaharein ein memashkin al chayv chatos ashamos. The Ktzos writes, a person is chayv a carbon. Bezin will not go ahead and seize a mashkon from that individual because he's chayv of carbon, the hektish. The Ktzos writes, take a look at the rayas of the Ktzos. The justice is true when it comes to chatos ashamos. It's also true when it comes to tashlumei me'ila. Bezin will not enforce Tashlumei Me'ila. Ein Amashkin al Chavi Chatos Vashamos. It's not a Chiyuv Tashlumei Mamon, but it's a Priyasach of Shal Mitzvah. That's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim writes, that's a Ktzos in Simen Chav Ches. So Reb Chaim explains now the following. If that is true, the halacha of Eino Loka U'Misham. Rishach Asata Machayva. What exactly does that mean? Reb Chaim explains, that's that Sugi Malkus Yid Gimel Beis. There you certainly require Risha HaMasur LeBezdin. Eino Loka U'Meshalem certainly is in the realm of Bezdin. Risha HaKasata Mechayvo. So if you're dealing with Shar Chiyuvei Mamon, Malkus and Mamon, both of those onshin are Mesuros LeBezdin. If you're dealing, however, with the Chiyuv Me'ila, which is a Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim, Ein Memashkinin, so therefore, that is not subject to Kedei Rishasam. And that's exactly what the Rambam writes, that Kol Hamol Bezodom, Loke u'mishalim. That's the Chiddush Reb Chaim suggests. Reb Chaim now goes a step further. But the following difficulty. The Sukkim Sachim Adav Chav Tesem Adav. Ha'ochel chameitz shel hektish bepesach ma'al. You have chameitz, which is shel hektish, a person eats it on Pesach. He's chayiv b'tashlumei me'ila. What exactly is the chiddush? That even though there's a chiyuv kares for achilas chametz Pesach, nonetheless he is still chayiv b'tashlumei me'ila. But the Gemara says the following: this is only true according to the Chachamim, the Chum of our Mishnah, the Vayinu and Aleph. However, according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, no, that's not true. Lo mamon. Why? Because Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana oses Yom HaKippurim kishabbos letashlomin. According to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana, we apply Kimlei d'Rabbeinu even to cases where there's a chiyuv kares. So therefore, if a person will go ahead and eat nichsei hekdesh in a manner that he's chayiv kares, according to Chachamim, he's chayiv betashlomin. But according to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana, he's exempt. Kimlei d'Rabbeinu. So don't you see from there that even as far as Tashlumei Me'ila is concerned, we will apply the principle of Kimnei D'Rabbeinu. According to Reb Chaim's Biur, the Gemara should have said, what do you mean? That Tashlumei Me'ila is not Tashlumei Mamon, and therefore how can you apply Kimnei D'Rabbeinu? But yet the Gemara does so. So how is it that you argue Kimnei D'Rabbeinu? But yet the Rambam writes, Lok Yehu Meshalem. So that's exactly the Teretz, no? That's what Reb Chaim points out. Here you see explicitly that one cannot equate the halacha of Eino Lok Yehu Meshalem with the halacha of Kimnei D'Rabbeinu. Eino Lok Yehu Meshalem is based on the parsha of Kedei Rishasa. Rishach Hasata Mechayvo. That certainly is an Onesh HaMasur LeBezdin. And that is Malkus and Mamon. If the Mamon is considered to be a Tashlumin Shel Mitzvah, but not Tashlumei Mamon, then you cannot apply the principle of Eino Lokeh U'Meshalem. However, Reb Chaim maintains, when it comes to Misa and Mamon, that's based on a separate parsha entirely, the parsha of Lo Yihyeh Ason. What does that mean? That the Misa is Poteres as Mamon. Not just simply that both chiyuvim exist, but Bezim will only enforce one. There, Reb Chaim suggests that the Misa is poteres as hamamon. It's a hafka, an akiras hachiyuv. And for that, you do not require a risha hamasur lebezdin. Even if the chiyuv mamon would be a peron shel mitzvah, not tashlumei mamon. That's exactly why the Gorem Pesachim and Avchavtes says that according to Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakana, we can apply Kimlei D'Rabbeinu to Tashlumei Me'ila, even though you wouldn't apply the principle of Eino Lokeh U'Meshalem. So Reb Chaim writes that you see a fundamental difference, right, between these two halachos, two different parshios, and with this nafka mina of Tashlumei Me'ila. Reb Chaim goes a step further. And this is a sugya in Chulin on the Hey Aleph and the Beis. Here the Gemara quotes the following machlokes between Rav Yoch and Reish Lakish. Let's say you're dealing with the following case. Chai ve-misos shogigin u-malkus. A person violates an aveira that is a chiyuv miso and a chiyuv malkus. He was a shogeg in the Misa, but not in the case of Malkus. What would the halacha be in such a case? The Gemara says that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says loke, Malkus deraisa, Reish Lakish says that ain't a loke. What exactly would such a case be? The Gemara gives a fantastic case, the following. Let's assume, for example, that a person is shochet a single behemoth. He does it the shulchanah for his own purposes. And then he slaughters another animal, right? Its child, its offspring, la'avodazar. Yisr vodazar, chayv misa. But the Gemara's case is va'asru be'mishum osu v'yasvino. Lo'asru be'mishum avodazar. The hasra was, don't be shochet the second animal because you'll violate the isr lav of osu v'yasvino. There was no hasra for avodazar. A person, nonetheless, he went ahead and he was shochet the behemah hashniya. That is amazed for an iser lav of malchus of osav espino, but a shogeg in the case of avodah zarah. What's the halach in such a case? Chay v'miso shogegim u'malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan says there's malchus deraisa loke. Reish Lakish says eino loke, eino loke. Now, when it comes to a chiyuv misa and Mammon. So here we have the principle of Tanna Bechizkiya. This is a sugi in Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph. Tanna Bechizkiya Chay Vemiso Shogegin Pturim in Hatashlumim. So if a person violates Nisr Misa, even if it's Bishogay, still he is Potim in Hatashlumim. That we're going to see in our parak as well. The Gemara is going to mention the case of Alav Anitan, Lazharas Misa's Bestin. Right? The Gemara Daf Ayin Dalam Abeis. Chayvi Misa Shogim Pturim in Hatashlumim. So that everyone agrees. That's Tanna Bechizkiya. So what is this Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan maintains the following Chiddush. It is true that Chai V'Misa Shogegin are Pturin Min Hamamon. That's true. But there's no such halacha that Chai V'Misa Shogegin Pturin Min Hamalkos. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that you cannot equate Mamon and Malkos. In Mamon, one is Potter. In Malkos, one is Chayiv. And Reish Lakish disagrees and says, what is true of Mammon is also true of Malkus. Reish Lakish equates Mammon and Malkus. And just as Tanna Bechizkiya, Chai V'Misa Shogim Pturim Min HaTashlumim, so too Chai V'Misa Shogim Pturim Min HaMalkus. That's the Machlokas Reish Lakish. Okay, good, next point. The Gemara says the following, that this Machlokas, this is the extension of that Sugin Chulin, Pe'alof from the Beis. The Gemara says that this Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where they Chayiv Misa Shogin exempts Malkus, the Gemara says this is L'shitasen, a fancy Chiddush of the Gemara, of a further Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And that Machlokas is the following, whether Chayiv Malkus Shogin the Davar Acher. Let's assume, for example, a person violates an aver that has Malkus and Mamon. We just learned that in Elokia Umishalein. What if the Chi of Malkus was violated by Shogeg? Shogeg and Malkus, does that exempt Mamon or does that not? Chai ve Malkus Shogeg in v'davar acher. The Gemara says that's a machlokas. So Tin Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that you are chayiv. Reish Lakish says that you are a potter. And the Gemara says a very great chiddush. Va'ozdu l'tamei. This is l'shitase. What exactly does it mean that this is l'shitase? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayiv in both cases. Case number one, chayiv misa shogin o malkus. You're chayiv. There's malkus. Case number two, Chayvei Malkus Shogegin, and Mamon, you are Chayim. So good, according to Reish Lakish, you're Chayim in both cases. According to Reish Lakish, you're Potter in both cases. But what exactly, though, is the Shita saying? You're right. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayim in both. Reish Lakish says you're Potter in both. But what exactly is the link between Chayvei Misa Shogegin and Malkus and Chayvei Malkus Shogegin and Mamon? What exactly is the link? Right, of those two cases. After all, let's assume that second case. Chai ve Malkus Shogin Mamon. What exactly is the issue? The issue is the following. Do we equate Misa and Malkus? No, that's the issue. Everybody agrees, Chai ve Misa Shogin or Potem in HaTashlumin. Chai ve Misa Shogin. So the question is, does that also extend to Chai ve Malkus? Tanav Echizkiya, Chai Ve Misa Shog, Zerat Tashlumin, what if you're dealing with Chai Ve Malkus? No, so that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara explains in Ksuvas, Naflam and Hey, what is that machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan feels that there's no Gzera Shava of Rasha to extend to this case. See, there is a Gzera Shava of Rasha that equates Malkus and Misa. We know psuliegus, one who violates an onish of Misa, one who violates Malkus. V'hayim bin hakos ha-rasha, and asheru rasha lamos. There's a gzera shava of rasha. The Gemara explains in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Hey, Rabbi Yochanan does not extend the gzera shava to such a case, and therefore what is true of Chayvei Misa, Chayvei Misa shogim turnat hashlumin, does not apply to a chi of Malkus. And Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish says, no, the Gzeres Shava tells us what is true of Misa is true of Malkus. And therefore, just as Chayvi Misa Shogim Turnat Tashlumin, Chayvi Malkus Shogim Turnat Tashlumin. So that case, if I were to ask you, what is that Machlokas? That Machlokas is, do you have a right to equate Misa and Malkus? Okay. And what about a first issue of the Machlokas or Yochanan Rish Lakish? That's an issue whether Chayvi Misos Shogigin, how does that impact on Malkus? What exactly is that? Well, Chayvi Misos Shogigin P'termin Ha Tashlumin. What is that Machlokas? Can you equate Mamon and Malkus? Given Chayvi Misos Shogigin P'termin Ha Tashlumin, can you also say P'termin Ha Malkus? That's a machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Where Rabbi Yochanan maintains that no, you cannot equate Mammon and Malkus, and Rish Lakish says that you can. So there are two fascinating machloksin, but why are they hobo hatalia? The first issue is, what is the relationship of Mis and Malkus? The other issue is, what is the relationship between Mammon and Malkus? Is it so obvious that what you hold in one case, you must hold of another case? Why is that so clear? And yet the Gemara says, "Va'ozdu l'tamayim." So Rav Chaim explains the following. This is part of that piece in Zadol Lemeila. The Gzeres Shava of Rasha, the Chai v'Malkus Shogigin. How does that impact on a chiyuv mamon? Whether yes yalfina, not yalfina, do you have a right to equate? Right, those two halachos, the halacha of Misa and Malkus. Reb Chaim explained this. The ikar haptur. Kedei Rishasa means the following, that a person cannot go ahead, Bez will not enforce two different Rishayos. Rishachas at Mechaiva, Yeta Mechaiva Shtei Rishayos. What is the Chiddush of Reish Lakish? That even if it is B'shogeg, nonetheless it is still called Rishachas, and you can apply the principle of a kimnei d'raminei. And therefore, Reish Lakish maintains that chai v'miso shogegin, even though it's a shoge, it is still called risha achasata mechaivo. And therefore, that will exempt a case of malchus. Because even if it is b'shogeg, it is still within the gedder of kedei rishasa, rishachas. That's the chiddush of Rish Lakish. Chai v'miso shogegim termin hamalkus. Why is that true? Even though it was b'shogeg, we still apply the principle of rishachas atamachayva. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that is not true. If a person violates an avera b'shogeg, we don't assume Rishach HaSata Mechaivo. That's not within this drasha of Kedei Rishasa. So if Shogig is not referred to as Rishachas, so therefore you understand very well that if you're dealing with Chai V'Misa Shogigin, you can't apply the principle of Rishach HaSata Mechaivo, and one would be Chai of Malkus. Similarly, that's exactly what Lashita said. If you're dealing with the case of Chai v'Malkus Shogegin, you can't apply Rishachas Atamachayvo, and therefore you're Chai of Mamon. The common link in these two cases is whether you refer to an Avera B'Shogeg as Rishachas Atamachayvo. Rabbi Yochanan says Shogeg is not called Rishachas, and therefore if it's Chai v'Misa Shogegin, There's no basis to exempt from Malkus. If it's Chavim Malkus Shogigin, there's no basis to exempt from Mammon. And Reish Lakish disagrees, maintains that's not true, that even if the Avera was violated b'shogeg, one can still apply the principle of Rishach Hasata Mechaiva, and therefore apply Kimdei Rabine in both cases. Chavim Misa Shogigin and Malkus, and Chavim Malkus Shogigin and Mammon. That's the link Reb Chaim explains. And what is Reb Yochanan Shita? That if something is b'shogeg, that is not labeled as Rishach Hasata Mechaiva, and you can't apply Kedei Rishasa, and therefore Chayvi Misa Shogegin in Malkus, no, you're Chayiv. Chayvi Malkus Shogegin in Mammon, you are Chayiv. Good. However, if that is true, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is the punchline of Reb Chaim, no, if that's the case, that Shogeg is not referred to as Rishachas, and therefore Chayvi Misa Shogegin does not exempt Malkus, and Chayvi Malkus Shogeg doesn't exempt Mammon. So how do you understand Tanur Chizkiya? Chayve Misa Shogegin Pterim in HaTashlamin. But Rabbi Yochanan again disagrees with that. Of course he doesn't disagree with that. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that if it's Shogeg, forget about it? Chayve Misa Shogegin Pterim in HaTashlamin. Ah, so that's Rabbi Chaim's further idea. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that an avera b'shogeg is not called Rishaach Hasata Mechaiva. Anything which is subsumed under the p'tur of Kedei Rishasa does not apply to that which is b'shogeg. Miso shogegin or Malko shogegin. But the halacha of Tanit Vechizkiya, chayvei miso shogim termina tashlumin, that's not derived from Kedei Rishasa. That's derived from the pasuk of Lo Yasan Anash Yanesh. Their misses poteris as a mamon. You don't have to come on to Rishachas. That applies even b'shogeg. That's the chiddush Reb Chaim points out. These are two very different halachos. Nafkamina number one is whether you require tashlumei mamon as opposed to tashlumei mi'ila. Nafkamina number two is how does shogeg rate in these halachos. According to Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush, Kedei Rishasa is Dafka B'meizid. So whatever halacha is a function of Kedei Rishasa, Misa and Malkus, Malkus and Mammon, it doesn't apply if it's B'shogeg. Misa and Mammon, that's a Hafkos Achiyu. The Misa is Poteris as a Mammon. That's the halacha of Lo Yasam. That applies even in a case which is b'shogeg. If you look in the Rambam, this is exactly how the Rambam paskins. In Hilchos Geneva, right, our Rambam is per Gimel Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes the following, that chayim de miso shogegin p'turim min hatashlumin. That's Tanur Chizkiya. Misa in Mammon ein achinami. Chayim miso shogegin p'turim min hatashlumin. The Rambam writes, Chayvei Malko Shogegin is Chayiv B'Tashlumin. The Rambam passes like the view of Rabbi Yochanan. What is true of Misa in Mammon is not true of Malkus in Mammon. These are two completely separate halachos. Furthermore, the Rambam writes Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yebeis Halacha Zayin. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. That in that case, where a person was Shochet Animal 1, and then he was shochet the vlad. In history, Mishum Osav Esbeno, Vlo Mishum Avodazara, the Rambam writes, Loke, Malkus Daraisa. Because that's a case of Misa and Malkus. Misa and Malkus, the Rambam writes, that's Kedei Rishasa. And there's no p'tur of Kedei Rishasa, b'shogeg. No, it's Mufurish in the Rambam. Right, that these are two very different halachos. Misa and Mammon as opposed to Malkus and Mammon, or even as opposed to Mis and Malkus. This is what the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Tezayin Halacha Hey. So therefore, again, so far you see, right, two different parshios, of Kimlei Rami and Kadei Rishasa, two different halachos. You see from the case of Mi'ila that these are different halachos in terms of the need for Tashlumi Mama. And you see from the case of Shogim, very two different halachos, only Chavim Yisro Shogim Pturin at Tashlumi, but that would not apply to a case of Malkus and Mamon or Mis and Malkus. This distinction between these halachos is also mafurish in the Tshuvas HaRashba. If you look in Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Hei, Simin Yotev, the Rashba was asked the following kasha. One of the cases of Kimnei Derabinei, we've discussed earlier, the Sugya in Sanhedrin, Ayin Bey, Zaman Aleph, is Abba Mavteres. If a person is Rodef Achra Chaver Lahargav, so to some extent, we view that as though there is a Din Misa on the Rodef, and that creates a Ptur Tashlumin. So let's assume, for example, at the time that Yezrodei Pachar Chaver Lahargo Shiver Sakli, in such a case, he put him not Tashlumi. Not all the Sakli pointed out, is the Machloka Samurai. So the Maksh, the Tshuva Sarash, asked the following Kasha. How can you apply that halacha? After all, in a case of Rodev, interesting Kasha, there's no Chiyuv Misas Bezdin. That's what the Maksha asked. There's a Chovas Hatzola. Yeah, Hatzola Sanyodav. But there's no formal Chiyuv Misas Bezdin. And as such, how can you apply the principle of Kedei Rishasa? Ein bo Chiyuv Misas Bezdin v'lepka l'melef mikra b'Kedei Rishasa. That was the Kasha asked to the Rashba. The Rashba answers, you quoted the wrong Gemara. It's Mamash the Tshuvas HaRashba. That is not because of Kedei Rishasa. You're right. If the Ptur was Kedei Rishasa, you're 100% right. Where do you see that that is called Rishachas HaTamachayva? The Chovas HaTzoma. But the Rashba writes, Delo Mishum Kedei Rishasa Patrin Alei. That's not Kedei Rishasa. Elam Yishum Dechsiv Lo Yasam. And the Rashba writes, Lo Yasam applies even to Shogim. Tanvi Chizkiyah, even to Shogim. In other words, you don't require that which is Masur Lebezdin. Lo Yasam does not require Isha Masur Lebezdin. And therefore, just as it applies to Shogeg Tanevei Chizkiyah, so too it will apply to a case of Rodef. Rodef is bemazed, but it's not Chiyuv Misas Bezdin. But nonetheless, since one can kill the Rodef, Petoras Hatzolas Anirdav, that's still called awesome. That's beautiful, the Tshuvas HaRashba. If the Makshi was working with Kedei Rishasa, that was his Kasha. Now the answer is that's not true. Maybe one could argue with different teretz, not for now, we'll have to see that later in the parak. Maybe one could argue with Chiddush that Rodef there are two halachos. Maybe in Rodef not only is there a mitzvah satsala, maybe there also is a chiyuv misa in coming upon the Rodef. Alumdus. Maybe there are two dinim in Rodef. Rodef is not just a mitzvah satsala. Maybe there is a chiyuv misa. But the Rashba writes, you don't have to have command to that. If you're dealing with Kedei Rishasa, you have to have a formal onesh misa. Here you're dealing with Lo Yasam. If you look at Achiezer just adds one chiddush. This is found in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yurches, Oz Gimel. Achiezer writes, according to this Tshuvas HaRashba, if you have a case of Hababa Machteres, and at the time that a person is Rodek Achaver Lahargo, it's not that he breaks a clean, and he's Chayiv Mamon. Let's assume whatever the case would be, he would do something that would generate a chiyuv malchus. Achiezer writes a chiddush that in such a case he would be chayiv malchus, because for the ptur of misa and malchus, that you have to come on to kedei rishasa. And that requires a Risham Asur LeBezdin. And maybe that's not true in the case of Rodin. So in a case of Shomer HaKli, in Achinami, that's the Pter of Liyasam, but not in the case of the Malkus. So the Rashba's Mefurish, right? These are two very different parashios, two halachos. We usually assume Kimnei Ravine somehow embraces both cases. It's true colloquially, but the halacha, right? There's certainly very different concepts of Misa and Mammon as opposed to cases of Malkus and Mammon, even Misa and Malkus itself. This is relevant for a further sugya. The Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Amabez Mabez and the sugya in Malkus and Avdala and Aleph. There, the Mishnah tells us the following. What happens if Eidim come? Me'idin anu es yishploni shechayiv lachaver amasayim zuz. So Eidim come and say that Reuben owes Shimon 200 zuz. And it turns out, v'nimsu zonamin. So the Mishnah tells us, lo kinu mishonim. There's a double onesh. Malkus and Misa. Malkus and Misa. This is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, our sugi and ayin aleph med aleph, that it's possible to envision lo ke'u mishonim. Why is that true? Right, the Mishnah has the following explanation. Lo ha-shem ha-mevin li-dei malkos, mevin li-dei tashlomim. After all, these two chayivim are coming from different directions. The reason your chayiv malkos is because of the lav of losana, of edu sheker. And the reason you're chayiv b'tashlumin is because of kasha zama. So since this dual chiyuv is coming from different perspectives, eid sheker and kasha zama, so Rav Meir says, no problem, lo kyo mishon. What exactly does that mean when the Gemara tells us, lo ha-shem ha-mavim li-dei makos mavim li-dei tashlumin? So if you look in Rashi, the Ramaskal Shalom, Rashi says, Shalom Hashem. What does Hashem mean? Alamdas. It's a different mechayim. Rashi writes, Shalom Hashem is Hamikra. Hashem means the pasuk. The pasuk that creates Chiyuv A is not the same pasuk that creates Chiyuv B. Hamikra, maybe Lidei Malkus, and maybe the Tashlumin. In other words, according to Rashi, there are two psukim. One pasuk is Lo Son of Reach Shaker. Another pasuk is Kashas Amasas Lachim. So since these are two different psukim, two different parshiyos, so loka loka mishalim. Tosas the Ramaskal Shalom is very bothered by this Rashi. What's the implication of Rashi? Since they are two different parshiyos entirely, they're worlds apart. Losanim kasha zama. Sefer Shmo, Sefer Dvarim. So therefore, you're chayiv twice. Wait, Tosa says, what do you mean? And if it was the same parsha and the same pasuk, then what? Then you'd only be chayiv once. Tosa says, v'kasha, the koshkein, ihavi ksiva b'chadkra. Well, of course, then lo k'mishonim. Rashi is because there are two different parshas, you're chayiv twice. And if they were the same, you'd only be chayiv once. Also says the opposite's very mistaber, no? Isn't the opposite the case? Let's assume when it comes to Motzi Shemra. What does the Torah tell us in the Parsha Motzi Shemra? If a Baal is Motzi Shemrishto, lo kel mishalim. The Pasuk says, lo kel mishalim. There's a Knas and the Yisrael, so. So you'll ask me a Kasha. What do you mean, ain't lo kel mishalim? What kind of Kasha is that? The Pasuk says, lo kel mishalim. Well, if the pasuk says loke mishalim, loke mishalim. If they're two separate mechayvim entirely, yeah, then one can raise the issue. Yeah, but maybe there's a lach of kimid ramine. Maybe there's a lach of kedei rishaso. A person is mechal shabbos, and by being mechal shabbos, he breaks the kli. A person is zornav hachaveron, he breaks the kli. They're two completely independent onshin. So now I have to weigh, how do they merge? But if you're dealing with not two independent onshin, but you're rather dealing with what I would call a double onesh, loke mishalim, well, of course you don't apply kimnei d'ramine. Like, that's a kasha. How can the Torah say that motzi shemra is loke mishalim? the Torah says, Lokim Hashamayim. So that's what Tosis is bothered by. Rashi says, Lo Hashem means Hamikra. Since they're two different psukim, you're obviously chayv twice. No, no, no. If it's one posuk, you're obviously chayv twice. If it's two different psukim, yeah, that's when we apply these principles of Lokim Hashamayim, In Lokim Hashamayim, Mishachas, Kimnei Ramine. That's the issue. So Tosus tries to give the following issue for Rashi. Umiyu Shemi Yesh Lafarish, the Pirushu Kuntras, this is what it means. If it's Trey Krai, if there are two different Sukim, Ein Lanu Levato Posuk Echad Lagamre V'yekayim Ha'acher. If you have two different Sukim, why should you enforce one and negate the other? If, however, they were both coming from Kashe Zaman, for example, Tosas gives our case as an example, Kegon she'ido alechad shehotzi shem ra alishto. If, for example, you're dealing with this case, two Adam come to Bez and they say this vow is moti shem ra'ishto. And therefore, what do they want to enforce? Mammon and Malkus. But both are b'toras kasha zama. They're caught to the Edom zama. Whatever they wanted to do to him, will do to the Edom. So maybe in that case, it would have been sufficient to enforce one, because you are fulfilling kasha zama. If they're two different averos entirely, lo san in kasha zama, what are you going to do? Accept one and negate the other. But if there are two halves to Kasha Zama, the Edim wanted to accuse the Baal being Motzi Shemra. And if he was Motzi Shemra, he'd be chayv twice. Do we automatically assume that the Edim are chayv twice? Or maybe you could argue that if we'll give one onish, that also is a fulfillment of Kasha Zama, because they are receiving an onish b'toras Kasha Zama. That's Tosus's Yishuv Aliba Darashi. Then Tosus continues and says the following, Ve'ein nirilari. That's not true. D'lo mistabrishu chayav in mamon amalkus b'chi hagavna. Doesn't make any sense to say that in that case, when Edom come and say that you the Baal are motzi shel ishto, then it's good enough to get one. Because kevan shirotzu l'chayv u'shnayim, if the Edom wanted to go ahead and to enforce a dual onesh, how can you say if they would have gotten one, that would be sufficient? That's called kasha zaman. So that's the chiddush of the ring. That if the Edim, who were made that the Baal is motzi shem ra'ishto, and the Baal wanted to, the Edim wanted to enforce the chiyuv of malchus and mamo. So if they're proven to be Edom Zomim, and you would say anything short of that, that would not be Kasha Zoma. Kasha Zoma means mamish, all or nothing. The fact that they will get one onesh, that's not Kasha Zoma. Kasha Zoma means that the onesh must be enforced legamre. Is that true? That it would not be called Kasha Zoma unless the onesh is absolute, all or nothing. And if they were to get one element and not the other, that is not called Kasha Zama. The difficulty is the following. If you look in the Sugya Sanhedrin Tesimadeis, there are a lot of different Sugyas, but this is all part of Reb Chaim's Biur. Rabbi Yosef says the following finish. Hevi habal edim shezinsna. A Baal goes ahead and brings edim that his wife was an ish ish. Shezinsna. No case of motzi shemra. And they're edim. What were these edim attempting to do? Rabbi Yosef says, number one, to enforce a chiv misa. The woman should be killed. She was an ish ish shezinsna. Number two is there is an element of mamon. The hefsid demei haksuva. So So by Edom coming forward and saying, this is Neshes Isha Zimsa, right, between the Eris and Nisa, and Nusa, in such a case, there's a Ksuv issue, or relatively minor, there's a fundamental issue that she's Neshes Isha Zimsa, Chai Misa. And all of a sudden, Hevi Ha'av Edim, he's Zimam La'edi Ha'bal. And all of a sudden, Av turns around and says, you're Edim. I bring other Edim. Edim is Omin. Edim is Omin. So what's the halacha in such a case? Rabbi Yosef says, Neharogin, the Edim Habal are killed. The Ein Meshame Mama. Why Ein Meshame Mama? Kim Leit Rami, the Gemara says. You're going to have these Edim killed. So forget about the Hefsid Mama. Forget about the Hefsid Mama. Well, don't you see that if there are two Onshin, and now you're enforcing Kasher Zama, if you will meet out Onesh A and exempt Onesh B, that's called Kasha Zama. The Gemara says, Hevi ha'av eidim yizum la'edi habal ne'rogin ve'ein meshamin mamon, in black and white. Kim ne'de ravine. Don't you see when there are two chiyuvim, both which emanate from Kasha Zama, we can apply the principle of Kim ne'de ravine. So Reb Chaim, this is also found in Chedush Rebbe Akiva Eiger. What in the world is the Re talking about? The Re rejected Rashi Shita because how can you say that there's a Chiyuv of Mammon and Malkus and you will give one and not the other, that that's called Kasha Zamam? Kasha Zamam is all or nothing. Then ridiculous to assume that in a case of Hazama of Motzi Shemra, that we'd be satisfied with giving onesh of Malkus, not onesh of Mammon. That's not Kasha Zaman. The Baal would be chayiv both in Motzi Shemra, so they don't have to be chayiv both. What do you mean that it's not called Kasha Zaman? Isn't it explicit in the Gemara and Sanhedrin Tesla Beis that that is called Kasha Zaman? Right, so we'll have to elaborate on the point, but you see where we're going, what the answer is, no? The Re stated this Chiddush as far as, right, Malkus and Mammon. The case in the Gemara is Nisa and Mammon. And these are two very, very different halachos. In Malkus and Mammon, what are you going to argue? Kedei Rishaso? The Torah insists on Kasha Zaman. That's not subject to Kedei Rishaso. However, when you're dealing with Misa in Mammon, that in the case of Misa, it's Poteres HaSamamam Lagamre, it's a Hafkos HaChiyu, that would be called Kasha Zamam, even if the Onesh of Misa is enforced and the Chiyuv of Mammon is not. The Re did not feel that that signal was at all at odds with that Chiddush. This we'll have to discuss, but take a look at that Gemara. These are all indicating, right, the two very different halachos. The Gemara throws, right, many of these principles together, right, not to equate them, but there's similarities between Nisa and Mammon, and Nisa and Malkus and Mammon, right, case of Shoge, case of Mezid, Kasha Zaman, right, but as we've demonstrated, right, very different halachos. And we'll have to just conclude, right, with that piece. Take a look at the Reb Chaim. Take a look at that sugya centered of Tess and the Bays. And thus we'll have to speak about the details of that sugya as well. Okay, so we'll pick up that from tomorrow. That's the context of the Pasuk, right? Not least the Malchus, right? Right, the Malchus was made a lot. The theme of the parsha is in the same way. Right.
Right. Maybe one of them.